Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is a reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is a reading from Hebrews. Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant also be. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord. If ever there was a time when the world needs a king of righteousness, who also serves as king of peace, the presence certainly ranks. Within the United States, many have called this time, this cultural, political, and sociological reality, one that is polarized. Some suggest the polarization is so extreme that it verges on different people living in alternate realities. From those divergent realities, individuals cast aspersions on those they see as other. Righteousness and peace do not get a high place in such an environment. Well, one might understand each side is declaring themselves as righteous. However, with such certitude, so many cannot open a space for relationship, and yet righteousness grows from the truth of relationship. Today, the church hears from a reading lifted from a much larger progression of a discussion in the letter to the Hebrews. The focus on Jesus continues to lift him up as appointed high priest. Indeed, the author notes that Jesus' priesthood functions from a higher position than other priests. From this,
Jesus descends from the same priesthood as that of Melchizedek. At this point, today's Christians scratch their heads. Every once in a while, they hear this name, wonder about it, and then move on. King Melchizedek in Genesis meets Abraham as Abraham returns from defeating the king of Elam. Melchizedek's name means priest of the Most High God. More so, Melchizedek serves as king of Salem, which makes him the king of peace. His story is pretty obscure, but there is no mention of the beginning or the end of his days. Some understand that to mean that Melchizedek serves as an eternal priest. This understanding provides ground for the authors seeing Jesus' priesthood as greater than that of the other priests at that time. From all of this and so much more nuanced detail, the author of Hebrews points to Jesus as the humble priest whose eternal priesthood affords peace and righteousness. The perfection of his identity understands him to fulfill the ultimate desire and destination of God's plan. Yet Jesus fully sympathizes with humanity's weakness and suffering. He has experienced so much at the cost of humanity. Yet he remains faithful. Through Jesus, the church today hears a call to maturity in faith and in discipleship, trusting in the grace of God embodied in Jesus, a compassionate and eternal high priest. The church seeks to live into reconciliation, forgiveness, grace, and hope. As we round the corner toward Holy Week, we first remember that in Jesus, this world already has the King of righteousness and of peace, who suffers death and rises from the dead to reconcile all creation to God and to one another. Our task is to trust this truth and work for the good of all people in a reconciling and reconciliation life.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.